strap problems, and posing a choking hazard. The U.S. Transportation Department is banning passengers and crew members from carrying e-cigarettes in checked baggage or charging the devices on board aircraft. The agency cited numerous incidents that show the devices can catch fire during transport. And is your city fit? A new study finds Washington, D.C. to be the fittest city in America, followed by Minneapolis-St. Paul and Denver. Walking by residents, lower smoking rates, more parkland for physical activity, and lower rates of diabetes and heart problems were cited in the rankings. The least fit cities in the U.S.? Indianapolis, Oklahoma City, and Louisville. Interestingly, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Orlando, Sacramento, and San Diego had the largest drops in their fitness levels. For Radio MD News, this is John Bird. Hear Health Talk interviews with top experts at RadioMD.com.
Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, now twice on Radio MD every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. each week. We discuss those issues most important for you so you can take control of you and your family's health. Plus, top guests at 3:30 and 5:30. This week's guest, The Estrogen Window, superb book by Dr. Mashi Siebel, S-E-I-B-E-L, a Harvard physician. The Estrogen Window is the breakthrough guide to being healthy, energized, and hormonally balanced through perimenopause, menopause, and beyond. He actually goes through the data that we have, and we agree totally with his point of view. There is a role for estrogen and progestins in your future. Remember to take them with aspirin. We'll come back to that at half past the hour. And at 17 past the second hour, yes, we're on 2 hours. And if you don't only have 1 hour in your local radio show, tune in to RadioMD.com the second hour. Ask your local station to carry the second hour too, because we have Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not. He's going to talk about a number of really, really important issues for you. So he's going to talk about MTBE. What is it? Well, it's an additive to gasoline, and the states cash in. What does it mean for you? The EPA sets criteria for non-stick chemicals in drinking water, but no one is required to test. Can you do it? We'll find out from Gary. Common dietary pesticide alters the bacteria inside you. What does it mean for you? What can you do about it? And another issue, jumbo cruise liners creating pollution problems. Does that mean you have to stay away from them or just board them in other cities other than cities in the U.S.? Zika update, we'll get that too. The FDA updates its nutrition panel. We'll talk about that, and what it means to be healthy and natural may change as well. We're going to talk about those things as well. And my, of course, my favorite study, the wellness foreplay of the second hour, the healthy lifestyle pattern can help prevent more than 50% of cancers and cancer deaths. That's really big data, but we've had that, as you know, in the real age. It's actually a little more than 60%. And it's not just a few cancers. It is prostate, it is breast, it is colon. It is brain cancer. It's the major 13 cancers that actually are affected. So we'll come back to that as well. Let's lead off the story with Michigan. Michigan chickenpox cases jump 57%. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you haven't gotten vaccinated or you haven't gotten the disease, that is, the vaccination came in 1995-96, and almost all kids were asked to get vaccinated after that time. Some didn't. If you're one of those that didn't, so you could be as old as 21 now, after the vaccine came and haven't gotten the disease. Well, the disease is much worse in adulthood. Not only is it much more painful, and it's also more debilitating in general, it also causes brain dysfunction and other dysfunctions, and some of those can be long-lasting. But even worse, if you get infected, that stupid virus, vaccinia virus, lives in your nerve endings in your spine, and then it can cause shingles, and it does in about 50% of people over the age of 50 in their lifetime. And 30% of those, so 15% of the total, get pain that lasts forever. So one, if you're in the group that hasn't gotten vaccinated against vaccinia and hasn't gotten the disease, get vaccinated. And moms, this is important for you to do for your kids too. And second is if you're over 50 and have had shingles and have had, well, even if you've had shingles or you haven't, getting the vaccine decreases recurrence rates, decreases shingles, decreases the post, what we call the post herpetic pain, that is the post-shingles pain, and decreases it by about 70%. That's a big thing, because this can really be a disabling disease. So why is the chickenpox jump cases jumped? Because moms haven't gotten the vaccination for their kids as reliably as they should. Moms, the chickenpox vaccine isn't perfectly safe. It does cause problems in about 1 in 40,000 people. But it causes benefit 10,000 times more frequently in preventing serious problems. So it's like you go to Las Vegas, you put a dollar down, and they give you 10,000 to 1 odds. You take that anytime. Well, that's exactly what you should do this time. It has 10,000 times more likely to give you a benefit than you don't. Now, the second story this week. So, action step, check your vaccinations, get vaccinated if you haven't been, and if you're over 50, get the shingles vaccine and get a booster on it 10 years later. So, Medicare does pay some, especially if you've got Part D, but it is an expensive vaccination, much cheaper actually at Walgreens or CVS or some of those big box clinics, but call around, find the price of it. Because it can be $150 to $200 in the big boxes and $100 more than that in your doctor's office. So this is one time we say use those big boxes to get less expensive vaccinations. Well, beyond wellness, in the first hour, we're going to talk about bullying. Wellness foreplay, what to eat when you're a teen that prevents breast and prostate cancer later on. Diet soda mixed with pregnancy, is that a recipe for childhood obesity? The FDA claims it changes food labels and does even more. What do natural and healthy mean on the package? Potatoes, you heard it in the headline at the top of this hour. Potatoes, eating them more than 4 times a week in large epidemiologic studies, especially fried potatoes, are tied to high blood pressure risk. And booze and high blood pressure are a dangerous mixture. At least that's the data that looks like it's come out of another epidemiologic study. That's right. Even an ounce of alcohol a day might alter heart function if you have high blood pressure, so be careful. And now there's a real benefit. We got the next story we're going to talk about when we come back from the break, the deep brain electrical stimulation. Treats and postpones dementia and enlarges your hippocampus. Pretty amazing if that is true. This is just a first preliminary study. So let's go back and get to study number two. So first one, action step on vaccination against chickenpox and all of the childhood things. The next one is an interesting one. Bullying is a serious health problem. So how do you define bullying? Bullying, interestingly, there is a real definition of bullying, and I'm going to try and get that real definition for you in a second. But essentially, what this study showed is if you're bullied in your between ages 5 and 14 was the study. They followed these kids' response to stresses compared to kids who weren't bullied. And the kids who were bullied had a brain change, that is, a change in their brain's pathway to responding to stress that was different and was, it was thought, dysfunctional. So a aggressive behavior or, if you will, bullying, and it's amazing, between 18% and 31% of kids between 5 and 14 say they are affected by bullying, and that is the kids that develop an abnormal response. By the way, the person bullied also has an abnormal response. What is bullying? It's an unwanted aggressive behavior by another youth or group of youths who are not siblings or current dating partners that involves an observed power imbalance. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay tuned. Stay well.
Packing for a...
Good. We really only need the 1 minute. Okay, thank you. I don't know if it's... Is it coming over as well on the... the radio? Oh, good. Okay, good. Yes. Oh, okay. Right. Thank you.
WellWell.com. Discover even hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Fact: all probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and Natron is the only brand that cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. The reasons why this makes Natron's Healthy Trinity the world's best triple strain probiotic are endless, so we let our satisfied customers do the talking.
Hi, I'm Shirley from Lomita, California. I heard a commercial on the radio about Natron Healthy Trinity, so I called. Before that, I had gone to 3 gastroenterologists and nothing helped me. As soon as I tried Natron Healthy Trinity, everything nothing changed. And within 2 weeks, I experienced complete relief. I'm so pleased with your product, and I'll be taking it the rest of my life. Thank you so much.
For a limited time, you can try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days. Plus, the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. So call toll-free right now. 1-866-4-NATREN. That's 1-866-4-NATREN. Or visit natren.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. That's natren.com, promo code RADIOMD.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with me, Dr. Mike Roizen. A vibrant show that lets you take control of you and your family's health. Yes, twice every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7, and you can always get the archives for all the shows at RadioMD.com, but twice every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 Eastern Time, we discuss the most important issues for you to take control of you and your family's health. Plus, top guests at 3:30 and 5:30, Dr. Mosh Siebel, The Estrogen Window, the breakthrough guide to being healthy, energized, and hormonally balanced through perimenopause, menopause, and beyond, will be with us at the bottom of this hour. And in the next hour at 17 after, Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, the top medical news on the environment and what it means to you. We're on 34 terrestrial stations and, of course, on RadioMD all the time. You can get us anytime, especially the archive shows. We've already discussed the top issue, I thought, the importance of getting vaccination, especially against chickenpox and against shingles, if you haven't done so. Born after 1995 and haven't gotten chickenpox or gotten the vaccination, get it before you infect yourself, get infected, and before others get it, and before you get the vaccinia virus living in you and causing, after you're age 50, shingles. If you're age 50 or above, get the shingles vaccination. Yeah, you're going to have to pay for it. And get the booster 10 years later. The Well Beyond Wellness, bullying was a serious health problem. What is bullying? Well, we discussed that and why it's a serious health problem. What it is? Well, it is any unwanted aggressive behavior. This is the definition of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It is an unwanted aggressive behaviors by another youth or group of youths to you when you're 5 to 14 years old. If the youths aren't siblings, current dating partners, and it involves an observed, perceived power imbalance that is repeated multiple times or is highly likely to be repeated. And bullying inflicts harm and distress on you, the targeted youth, including physical, psychological, social, or educational harm. And the interesting thing is what that does is it changes your responses to future stresses for the rest of at least the next 10 years, which is what they studied. And it changes the person who does the bullying, too. So there's no free lunch in this one. This is a very dangerous thing. The next subject, the next topic I wish to cover for you is one on what to eat when you're a teen that will prevent breast and prostate cancers. Believe it or not, this is 30 to 50 years later. And is it too late now? No. And the message is feed your kids produce. That is, any fruit and vegetable seems to decrease the risk. Now, exclude potatoes from that, but any other fruit and vegetable decreases the risk of breast cancer by about 25%. So 3 servings a day compared to none, or 5 servings compared to 2. What's a serving? It's the size of the palm of your hand. If you have those servings of fruits and vegetables, you decrease breast cancer and prostate cancer 30 to 50 years later in this large study by over, 25%. Really remarkable. So just go, and another good thing to teach your kids is to shop the periphery of the supermarket where the fresh produce is. But in fact, the least expensive produce, I think, is the frozen produce. So you can get frozen peas and frozen cauliflower and frozen broccoli, and teach the kids to cook it themselves so they learn what they like, how to cook it. You can just grill it up. You can saute it up with a little olive oil, extra virgin, please, a little olive oil with a little garlic on it or rosemary, whatever seasoning they like. Teach them how to do that so they like the food and they can take ownership of their cooking. And by the way, while they're doing it, you should do it too. It's not too late. So no, it's never too late with broccoli and the cruciferous vegetables and even any fruit and vegetable. Those seem to decrease all causes of cancer. And we're going to get in the second hour to another major thing that decreases cancer. Now, so three servings more than you're doing now decreases breast and prostate cancer an additional 25%. That's what the data show. Diet soda is mixed with, and by the way, I should tell you, one of the things that I think is a real breakthrough was hormone therapy, especially for estrogen, and it got negated greatly in the Women's Health Study. But the Women's Health Study had some flaws in it, and Dr. Mashi Siebel, who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, will talk about both those flaws and what he takes as the results of it. I'm going to add to that because I really like to add aspirin whenever you're getting hormone therapy. In fact, I really do consider it malpractice to not add that in, because the major risk is from clotting, and the major risk is for cancers, and both of those are strongly diminished by just two baby aspirin a day. Yes, if you followed our show, you know why it's two baby aspirin and not one baby aspirin, and you take it with a half a glass of warm water before and after. Why is that? That's because 70% of the side effects of aspirin are landing on your stomach lining and causing erosion or eroding if you get enteric, your intestinal lining. So take two baby aspirin, half a glass of warm water, before and afterwards to do that. Key on this, check with your doctor first, because there is some risk with aspirin, and there clearly is with hormone therapy, but we're going to talk about those, both the risks and why he thinks the benefits exceeds the risk with Dr. Mashi Siebel, S-E-I-B-E-L. The Estrogen Window is the name of the book at the bottom of the hour. Now, FDA announced it on a Friday afternoon. I guess that's to avoid more controversies. You announce things on Friday afternoons. And it was the Friday afternoon, of course, of the air problem. Problem was, in fact, that they're going to list added sugar, added syrups, simple carbs, change serving size. So there are a number of things they did that is going to make it clearer, easier for you to read, and that's wonderful. So the FDA, your friend in defending you and in making the pharmaceutical and food companies responsive to health behaviors, they're doing it again with this label change. It's a wonderful change. I didn't see the effective date, but I think it's 2018. They always give plenty of time for the companies to adjust, and hopefully the companies will do it sooner. Let's see, does it say when it is? I've got the article from the FDA in front of me, and I can't find. It's also going to have more of the data. The rule will be effective this year, July 26th. Wow. And now, they'll have till food companies with greater than 10 million will be able to wait till July 26th 2018. Food companies with sales below $10 million will have till July 26, 2019. So it is 2018-2019. Those are wonderful. Now, they're coming up with two new changes. We'll discuss those in the second hour. That is, they're going to define what healthy means and what natural means. Coming up in just a few seconds, Dr. Marci Siebel, the estrogen window, the breakthrough guide to be healthy, energized, and hormonally balanced through perimenopause, menopause, and beyond.
Did you know your...
No, perfect. Good. Hi, Dr. Siebel.
How are you? It's nice to see you or hear your voice again.
It's nice to talk to you. Is it Dr. Siebel or Siebel?
It's Siebel, Mesh Siebel.
Got it. And the easiest website is?
Dr. Mesh, drmache.com.
So it's drmache.com, no Siebel in that.
That's
and
correct.
The book, of course, is the estrogen window.
Yeah.
Okay. We have two segments, a 10-minute and an 8-minute, and there's a 3-minute or 4-minute break in between, and if we don't get something, if I don't say it gets to something that you want to cover, let me know, and we'll cover it in the second period.
Perfect.
I'm going to, I'm just going to start out with how did we get this state? And then, which you can talk about the Women's Health Initiative studies and what went wrong with them.
Uh-huh.
And then let's talk about where we should go from here. And I'm going to add in the routine use of aspirin, since you mentioned it in the book, but I consider anyone who goes on hormone therapy without discussing aspirin with their doctor, the doctor is doing malpractice. So,
well, I could talk to that, but in men it's true, but not in women.
No, in women too, and I'll talk about it. We'll discuss it because the clotting risk goes down about 75% in women as well as men, and the cancer risk of both the breast and cervical goes down between 20% and 40%.
Okay.
So we can debate it, but it doesn't matter. We'll get to it in the second segment.
All right.
Good.
Listen, if your body said, I have pain and pressure in my abdomen, I feel bloated for no good reason, or I get too full too fast, I'm spotting, but I've already gone through menopause, or I have to go to the bathroom more often and more urgently than usual. These can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulvar cancers. Symptoms aren't the same for everyone. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen, learn the symptoms, and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And you are listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show, twice every Saturday, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7. We discuss the most important issues for you to take control of your and your family's health. And this week, always, every week, we have great guests at 3:30 and 5:30, but this week is a sensational guest, Dr. Mae Siebel, MaCheDrMaChe.com is his website. This book he wrote, The Estrogen Window, outstanding, because he does go through the basics of what went wrong in our treatment with estrogen and why it went wrong and then what you can do about it. And that's what we're going to get to right now. Dr. Siebel, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me. Very excited to share some information with you and our listeners.
And you really are an outstanding physician. He's been he was on the Harvard School faculty for 20 years. He is got the Emmy Award from the North American Menopause Society, as well as he has a blog that occurs, and I'm going to let him talk to about that blog that occurs in a few minutes. But first, tell us how we got to the current state of treatment of peri and postmenopause. First, what is menopause? What is perimenopause? And then what happens to women over their postmenopausal years?
Okay, well, let's begin with just the symptoms. First of all, menopause, by its medical definition, is 1 year after your last menstrual period when it occurs naturally. And, of course, we usually think of that potentially as in older women, or at least age 51 years old. That's the mean age in the United States. But about 5 to 10% of women go naturally into menopause before age 45, and 1 in 100 before age 40, and 1 in 1,000 before age 30. So it could be any age, and that's why it's a very important to, if you find something very different, to talk with your doctor. Now, perimenopause is like perimeter. Peri means around, and the years around menopause is perimenopause. And that can happen in general for most women. It's about 3 years. For some, it's 5 years. It can take as long as 10 years. And for some, it can be about 7%. The symptoms even last longer. So it can be a wide window for a subset of women. And basically what's happening is when you're in your reproductive years, your menstrual hormones, the estrogen and the progesterone, are quite synchronized, giving you those monthly, regular menstrual periods, unless you get pregnant. But what happens, like in puberty, at the other end of reproduction, is the hormones go kind of haywire. They aren't synchronized with each other, and those imbalances lead to many of the common symptoms. And those are the things like brain fog or memory issues. They can be heart palpitations. They can lead to vaginal dryness. They can lead to dry skin. They can lead to bladder symptoms and sensitive bladder and a whole lot more. So that's in a very thumbnail sketch. That's kind of what happens. And would you like me to talk about how we got so confused about hormones?
Yeah, let's talk about now the association of menopause and perimenopause is due to a decrease in women's hormones,
yes.
Both estrogen and does progesterone change at that time too?
Yes, it does, because progesterone, standing for progestation, is the second half of the menstrual cycle, and that's a consequence of getting the uterine lining prepared for implantation in pregnancy. But when women get close to menopause, they stop ovulating, or stop ovulating regularly, and so as a result, the progesterone never happens, and women have this huge imbalance.
And now, so why it would seem natural, that is appropriate to replace the estrogen at that time, and that's what we started doing as physicians in the 1960s, started doing and 70s and 80s and 90s, and then all of a sudden, sometime in the early 2000s, this stopped. What happened and why?
Well, we started giving these hormone replacements because of the benefits believed to happen. First of all, the symptoms stop. Most of the symptoms stop. But doctors didn't understand the difference between estrogen alone or estrogen plus progesterone or progestogen, synthetic progesterone. But I want to make sure that I get to answer the question that you asked us, why did it stop? And the reason it stopped because of this huge study called the Women's Health Initiative, or the WHI. It came out in July of 2002, and it said that estrogen caused breast cancer, and it caused heart disease, and it caused dementia, and a whole lot of terrible things. And women and many of their doctors just kind of stopped dealing with estrogen. It just became confusing, frightening, and for these women, it became very, very unpleasant. But a recent analysis or reanalysis of the original data shows how those initial investigators got it all wrong. There were so many women who were taking estrogen at the time that they couldn't find enough women to go on the hormones. So the women who received hormones, and it wasn't just estrogen, it was estrogen plus a synthetic progesterone called Provera, so it was Premarin plus Provera or Prempro. The women who got the Prempro were actually between the ages of 60 and 79, and they compared them to a group of women who got a placebo who were mostly between 50 and 59. And to make it even a more unfair comparison, the women who got the Prempro had a large percentage of smoking, of diabetes, and of high blood pressure compared to the women who were 50 to 59 and who basically were healthy women, not with any medical issues. So they compared two very disparate groups of women, and of course older women who have more health-related problems, whether or not they take estrogen or Premarin and Provera, are going to have more health problems. And that's what happened.
Now, in addition, they happen to get, at least in the book, the choice of drugs or the choice of hormone therapy wrong. What happened there?
Well, at the time of the Women's Health Initiative, the estrogen that was available was Premarin. That was the primary estrogen available. And that is a conjugated estrogen, it's called. But there was no natural progesterone available. The only progesterone or progestin, which is a synthetic progesterone, available was one called Provera. It was the most common one. So they put those two hormones together for this trial. And the reason they had to have progestin of some kind is because the uterus exposed to estrogen alone eventually will cause a uterine cancer in a percentage of women. But when the progesterone is added to the estrogen, it completely, or 99.999, prevents uterine cancer, so it becomes a non-issue. So the women who got estrogen alone only got estrogen, and the women who had a uterus and did not have a hysterectomy got the combination of Premarin and Provera. And that group was the first one that was reported on, and that's where the problems began, because Provera is known to increase the risk of heart disease and a variety of other medical conditions.
So it increases by itself. So
yes.
Independent of the hormone, so the choice was wrong.
Yes.
Now, many people come in now taking a bioidentical estrogen and something a progesterone called Prometrium. Have we got large studies on something like that, or what would you expect to be the differences?
Well, there's two parts. First of all, it's going to be better. But second of all comes the point of my book, which is the estrogen window, because that's the window of opportunity in which even giving Prempro does not increase many of the problems that it did in that study. Because remember, those women were 60 to 79 years old.
When we come back, we're going to talk more with Mashi Siebel. The Estrogen Window is the book. Dr. Mashi, MASHI.com.
These statements have not been...
Thank you. I didn't hear the 1 minute. I can. Okay. Give me the number on the stacks. It's, the first number is 207 or something. What's the number? Five oh dot two five four. Go ahead. Yep.
May I remind you just that it's Mesh Seibel?
Yep.
It's Mesh in like the month of May, Mesh, and Seibel rhymes with Bible.
Got it.
There are many means to connect to the Gab radio. I haven't seen you at the Health Corps events the last few years. We haven't attended. So I've missed.
I've been the first donator afterwards, but I've been away. I've had other appointments for this. Ben, what's the username and password? It's Comrex. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com. This is the news. Thank you. We are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce. The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants. Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space. Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women. Oh, Mesh, by the way, I was there 2 years ago.
Yes, I was not, though.
This is the only year I've met.
Yeah. Another point, I'll tell you a story about my wife who developed pancreatic cancer and is now disease-free from our approach to it. It's been an interesting journey for us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it worked out well, but it was a challenge. All because of that BRCA gene. Which increases the risk quite a bit. And that's what happens.
Both men and women.
Yes. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogs exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're continuing our conversation with Dr. Mesh Seibel, I guess it rhymes with Bible, Seibel, and his website, drmache.com. The book that he has written is an outstanding book that we're discussing called The Estrogen Window, What Every Woman Over 40 Needs to Know, The Breakthrough Guide to Being Healthy, Energized, and Hormonally Balanced Through Perimenopause, Menopause, and Beyond. So now we're talking about the window, Dr. Seibel.
Mm-hmm.
And the window is one that means you've got a set period of time when you can start hormone therapy, and you can start it with the right preparations, at least through the book. Talk to us about that.
Well, the estrogen window is a very important concept because it greatly lowers the risk of disease, and I'm talking about lowers the risk of breast cancer, heart disease, dementia, osteoporosis, and other things. And also,
so these are big diseases.
Very big diseases, and some of the biggest killers in women's health. And that's why this is so important, and why it's important for women to understand how the doctors in the original study got it wrong. And now, with the same data, we know it can be used as a very beneficial hormone. The time of taking estrogen that's most critical is to try and start it closest to your menstrual period. And I want to emphasize that for women who go into early menopause, and as I mentioned, it's a lot of women, 5 to 10% go into menopause before age 45, it's important to start it at the time of menopause. Even if you go into menopause at age 30, that's the time to start it, and at least continue it up until the time of natural menopause, which is age 51. For most women, though, who are going into menopause with around age 51, the window stays open a variable amount depending on which organ. In general, it's about 5 to 10 years, but it is a little bit different for vaginal health, for brain, for breast, for bladder, etc. But the most important part is when you start it, and then the window stays open for between 5 and 10 years, and for some organs and for some women, possibly even longer.
Now, one of the things that you talk about is the type of estrogen,
yeah,
and the type of progestin in the book, and how you get the right ones and the right prescription during this window. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, one thing I think that's important is I think that to clear the air for just a moment on the bioidentical hormone story, because the bioidentical means that the chemical of the estrogen or the hormone is identical to the chemical in the hormone in your body. But it doesn't mean it's natural, because you can't squeeze a sweet potato and end up getting progesterone or estrogen. So they're biochemically, they're identical. The difference when people say bioidentical is, where do you get it from? Do you get it from a trade drugstore like the Eckers or CVS or Walgreens or one of those, or do you get it from a compounding pharmacy? And I think it's important to understand that there are the same exact estradiol, the same estrogen in either place, but the ones from the drugstores, the trade drugstores, are FDA approved. The compounding ones are not. The reason this is important is because there are now studies coming in where people have taken the same prescription, sent it to 12 different compounding pharmacies, and gotten 12 different strengths of prescriptions filled, usually with estrogen being higher and progesterone being lower, by increments of between 80 and 200%. And this has resulted in a small but real number of uterine cancers happening in women who take the compounded estrogen, progesterone. So if you're going to get those, make sure you have your healthcare provider check your uterine lining. But to come back to it, you want to try and take the lowest dose you can that reduces your symptoms. And topical, in general, is safer than it is by oral. It lowers the risk of blood clots, and it has other benefits as well. So a skin patch, a cream, a spray, a gel, or even taking it vaginally with a ring, all of those in general are safer than oral, but oral can be safe if taken in low dosages. And there was just a study from Finland that came out on 500,000 women where only 1 milligram of oral estradiol was taken together with progesterone, and the results were quite comparable. So low dosages of either can be quite effective.
And now the progestin, is it important what type of progesterone you get?
I strongly encourage women to get the bioidentical progesterone. The one that is micronized is what's available. There's going to be a new one coming out in the next year that's solubilized, meaning instead of little microcapsules of it that you swallow, it's going to be dispersed in the solution, and that's going to be available coming up in the new year. But it's important that it's bioidentical. Provera, I would encourage people not to take because of the increased risk.
Now, As I mentioned to you, and we'll try and get this in before we talk about your blog, is I strongly believe that since 70% of the side effects of the hormone therapy relate to increased clotting, both for stroke and heart attacks, and the other side effects relate to some increased cancer risk, both of those are decreased greater than the increased risk, and the increased risk is diminished to a large degree by taking two baby aspirin at the same time, and always take a half glass of warm water before and afterwards. Now, you mentioned when we were talking offline, you thought this was more beneficial for men than women.
Well, I know that when it comes to the how long you live, in terms of the lifespan of the woman, aspirin does not increase the length of life. It does in men, but taking aspirin does not in women. But estrogen does. Women who take estrogen live longer than women who do not. And I can't say 100% that aspirin isn't enhancing that or helping it, but as an independent variable, estrogen is very powerful, and the timing is crucial here. The estrogen window is very important for every woman to know, because with that information, you can be empowered to be a partner with your healthcare provider, and that's really very important.
And I do want to add just in the last few seconds about the fact that aspirin does decrease those side effects of estrogen, so I urge you to talk to your physician about that. Now, you have a blog. What's the blog title?
Well, I would just encourage women in this situation to go to my website, drmache.com, drmache.com. And also, if they're interested, I have a menopausequiz.com. Menopausequiz.com is a free quiz you can go to, find out where you are compared to other people, and see where your symptoms stack up.
The book is The Estrogen Window, Dr. Mache, M-A-C-H-E.com. Outstanding.